As commissions, committees, and best-selling books question the Bush administration's anti-terrorism efforts before September 11th, commentator Clifford May says there's plenty of blame to go around.
Let's agree that the briefing memo of August 6, 2001 should have alerted President Bush that Osama bin Laden was determined to attack inside the United States. But shouldn't he and President Clinton and the CIA and the FBI and maybe even the PTA have figured that out years earlier? After all, who do we think was behind the attack on the World Trade Center in 1993? And it was back in 1996 that bin Laden published his Declaration of War against the Americans. For those who may have thought he only meant to paint graffiti on McDonald's in Paris, in 1997 and 1998, bin Laden stated publicly that his followers would bring the fighting to America. But in most of the media, bin Laden was described, if he was described at all, as a relic of the U.S.-backed Mujahideen in Afghanistan, or at worst, a financier of terrorism. Still, what if President Bush had said in the summer of 2001, "Let's get serious about terrorism"? What could have been done? Well, he could have invaded Afghanistan, toppled the Taliban, and attacked al-Qaeda strongholds. But can you really imagine members of Congress, Republican or Democratic, giving him the authority to do that? He could have instructed the CIA to assassinate any al-Qaeda members they could find anywhere in the world. Which newspaper editorial board would have applauded him? And he could have rounded up and deported Arabs and Muslims living in the U.S. illegally. You think the ACLU would have supported that? Few of these actions were being discussed, much less advocated, by the diplomats, scholars, and journalists who comprise the foreign policy elite. But even if Bush had taken all of them by the summer of 2001, the 9/11 plot was probably too far along to stop. In which case, after the attack, the charge would have been made that it was Bush's unilateral invasion, extrajudicial assassinations, and oppression of a minority group that provoked it. In the end, the only way to win a war against terrorism is to wage a war against terrorism. And in the years prior to 9/11, though a war was being waged against us, we were not ready, willing, or able to fight back. Tragically, it required the shock of 9/11 to make most Americans, in government, in the media, and in the streets, wake up to the seriousness of global terrorism. Now it's vital that we not let complacency set in, vital that we stay on a war footing, no matter who wins in November.
The comments of Clifford May, president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a policy institute which focuses on terrorism.